their position, and they're proud of their knowledge.
Not at all scientific.
But they make up many very big words.
That any rascal will do. Babbarambe logukriya. Upper class in Abagor, Jogun Nikula, he gondolized where they left. He can talk like that. I know, he's in many. That intelligence they have to manufacture. I know, I was in the medical business. So, any petty medicine, and you employ a medical man, and you present it in such a scientific way that people will think that it is very important thing. I know it. Moses Laboratory, we used to do that. There's Hapar Pulas Lena Bhagavad Gandhi. This is just simply soda, rakar, a little this or that. So, modern world means how to be fool person. That's all. Not to enlighten, but to keep them in ignorance and befool them more and more. And they like it. Under the influence of Maya, they like to be cheated. Now they see the whole night there is blazing fire. And they are thinking we are happy. And if we sing samsara dama nalalida loka, the material world is blazing fire, that's a sentiment. And this is not practical. Whole day and night, simply fire. Disturbing such a big important city. And they're disturbing all as 24 hours. They're so expert that this ordinary fire they can control. Another side is that nobody wants this fire and why it is coming. The sadhukha, Prahlad Maharaj long years ago, the sadhukha madhadra, as this fire business is coming without my endeavor. Similarly, the other part, distaste, this is distaste, other part, happiness also will come. Why shall I endeavor? So my energy should be utilized only for Krishna consciousness. This is simply this. And whole life, day and night, they are trying for material happiness and that is not happening. The problems are increasing. No intelligence. Buddha. Mura nabi janati mame dapparam. They admit, the scientists, they admit that they are in ignorance. Simply bluff. Again one bluff that Mars going expedition. Business is going on in the Arizona. That's all. And after a few years they will present some stone. now, even to Mars. There's no possibility of living there. Take this stone and sand and be satisfied for your millions of dollars. That's finished.
Moonstone.
And then, oh, we have made scientific. This, I've got this stone from Mars. जो कुत्ता को बड़ा लाट गोली किया उसका टेंगरी लाया. There is a song in Bengal. Formerly, anything European, sahab, that is good. So, one person is selling meat, flesh of dog. Flesh of dog. Nobody takes, at least in India. So he says, this is not ordinary dog. This is the dog which was killed by Viceroy. That dog. And because Viceroy killed it, therefore it has become nice dog. You can eat it. So, anything in this so-called scientist says, well, it is to be accepted, without any common sense. This is your intelligence. But I am full Indian, I don't believe. I immediately capture the point. Why this rascal is talking of Arizona? That means the whole business is going on in Arizona.
Deliberately cheating. You said that in Los Angeles.
Brought newspaper, and as soon as they say, who said Arizona?
Yeah, that was one in Washington. They showed a picture of Mars.
I said, stop, don't read. Okay. It is now understood that what is the Mars going. It is all in Madison.
Very, you were very perceptive to find.
No one is thinking like that. You are the only one who caught that true program.
Because I am the only one at the present moment intelligent.
You're still as dull as the communists. We would never have thought like that before.
You mentioned that the pictures of Mars appear just like some of the pictures in national parks in Arizona.
And other places they could not find throughout the whole world, Arizona. Then his whole business is going on in Arizona.
They said if this terrain were on the Earth, we would immediately make it a national park. It looks just like one of the national parks.
In Arizona there is much government land. I passed through there recently. So there's good facility for them to make secretly.
Yes. The moon business was done there.
This means it's definitely a very calculated plot to cheat the public.
Yes, sir.
And the whole, all of the nations.
That's just to convince people that this rascal civilization is at war.
International conspiracy.
That means all the nations are cooperating in this plot.
Russia and
local scientists.
Do they know that are they talking with each other or are they just knowing?
No, they are not. They talk to each other. Chale master to bhai.
It's a conspiracy.
All three, they're cousin brothers. Don't expose me. I'll not expose you. Let us escape, please. Two thieves. He knows he is a thief, but he is a thief. Then his business will be suffered.
They're the greatest cheaters.
Chale chale master to bhai.
Except for you, no one is blowing the whistle on these people. You were like a transcendental detective.
HKBI.
But in Los Angeles, I asked you about this one verse in the Bhagavatam where it says that in a previous Kali Yuga, the materialists were able to travel to other planets. And then it says Lord Buddha appeared to stop them, and they were creating havoc. But you said that was possible in this age also, that they may be able to do that.
Yes.
Can ever go to these other planets?
Yes.
They will be able to land there?
Oh yes. I know.
Because their body is meant
to. Big sacrifices were done. They used to come. They used to come and then sacrifice.
The demigods.
Yeah.
But in this earth body, they can go to another planet.
Yes. But he must be comforted. Yogis can go, but gradually can go. There's a Dubasa Muni, he went.
But they want to go and come back. They want to go and come back.
Yeah, that is going.
Confounded by the element of time. They think that if they go on a spaceship, they can then generate another human being by putting a man and a woman in the spaceship. And then they can continue on for some time like that. That's their idea, to reach distant, very distant places.
Today I was seeing in our Kirtan hall that there must be now about 100 and at least 170 devotees here, 175 devotees. Mm. But still the Kirtan hall was not even half full, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It can hold at least 400 people in that hall.
Yeah, it's a big hall.
There was a lot of empty space.
How many guests came yesterday? Did you tell Prabhupada?
There was about 500, over 500 guests.
Some ambulance. Some ambulance. Somebody is sick. Right now in New York City, there is a big strike. The people who work in the hospitals, they refuse to work. They want more salary.
So it. Price, anything they want.
Yeah.
Or comforts.
So if someone is sick, they will not take him to the hospital because there is no one to take care of him there.
This school is called Amsterdam School, Prabhupada, because this is Amsterdam Avenue.
Oh.
very funny that 9th Avenue turns into Amsterdam at this point. That 9th Avenue becomes Amsterdam Avenue on about 60th Street.
Yesterday there was a big parade in New York City. All people who are against abortion, they were marching. The U.S. is having a presidential election, so the Democratic Party, they're having their convention in New York City to decide who will be their candidate for president. So all these people were marching to try to convince him to be against abortion. But he has already said that he will not take any issue. He will not take a stand because it's too controversial. The presidential candidate. He will not give his opinion.
Is that Reagan?
No. Carter.
Oh.
They are unwilling to give their opinion because then someone may not vote for them.
Oh, that's too controversial. Most people are for abortion.
Why is that? Why I love?
Because it gives them unlimited room for sense gratification. The whole business is...
Well, why not become Brahmacharya?
They want to dance without paying the piper.
I tell them, birth control by self-control. That is our program. Birth control.
And besides that, why birth control?
Yeah, they said because the world is overpopulated.
So why make a land in your country?
Actually, everywhere in the world, when we fly in the airplane, every country, mostly it's vacant land. It's only in these big demonic cities.
Their philosophy is first we'll conquer nature, then we'll talk about self-control. That is one philosophy.
Which is impossible. They'll never get it.
When we can...
You can control nature only by self-control. Otherwise,
because you were there, probably.
Number 100.
72nd Street.
172nd.
Yeah, maybe we can go by. Well, on the way back, if we go by, you could show us the building there.
Yes.
And we'll be able to see it.
Nice. Is that the flat that you were staying in, Srila Prabhupada, that was broken into? Is that the place that was broken into?
It is not residence.
Oh.
That is where the typewriter was stolen?
Yeah. They got that typewriter.
Oh. From up here. That
was stolen by that caretaker. Black man. He expected some monthly illness.
Same thing happened at our temple here. They were employing one man for cleaning the floor. So after a while I told them, now fire this man. So anyway, they fired him. As soon as they fired him, he stole a big air conditioner worth $500. Anyway, he came back later and we got the air conditioner. I caught him and I said, now bring it back. And I sent a devotee with him and they brought the air conditioner back. Ball of Minerals and Gems. Mm-hmm. They're having a big exhibit of minerals and gems.
Uh-huh.
Museum of Natural History. But one thing about this museum, it can give Bharadwaj many ideas for doll exhibits.
Yeah, I'm going to go there with him when he comes.
This particular museum, we used to go when we were children.
Oh.
And fantastic exhibits. Really realistic.
Yes.
Very realistic.
Dolls. Dioramas.
Oh, yeah. All dioramas.
Of dinosaurs.
Oh, the whole thing is dioramas. The whole museum practice. I'll go with you also.
They're convinced that dinosaurs, these gigantic animals, were living on this planet millions of years ago. They found some bones, and they have created the form of the animal body.
Is it true that there were big dinosaur bodies?
There were. It is still now.
Oh,
wow.
We don't say it is extinct.
But you've explained that even if not here, then it must be on another planet.
Yeah, another this planet. What do you have said?
That's the point, what we have seen about this planet.
Could still be here.
Yes.
They found one in, where is that, in Ireland?
It cannot be extinct.
In that lake?
But do you think that they were on this planet?
No, maybe in this planet. But it doesn't matter that it is extinct.
Yeah.
We have not seen.
No, that's a fact.
That is their idea. Their idea is that at that time, man was living in the form of half monkey, half man in a cave. And gradually he evolved to become more civilized.
That is still there. In Noros, many of it is doubtful whether he is man or not.
Wow.
King Purusha. They're still existing.
There, I was reading a magazine when we were on the plane, and it was describing this type of monkey man that they've been calling. Existing in Snow Waste.
What is called? The big.
Orangutan.
Huh?
Gorilla.
Gorilla. They're like man?
Yeah, they are. Very much like man. We see them in the zoo.
They've got their senses like men.
Mm.
Yeah. There's another species they call the Yeti. They say it exists in the Himalayan regions, but they've not been able to capture one there's been many sightings and reportings of it. Is it like a monkey that walks
these
up?
These scientists, around? They find one little bone.
And they make a
100-foot body. Out of their mind, say, well, if this bone was like this, then the whole thing must have looked like this.
That is the Museum of Natural History. They spend millions of dollars on these museums, making these displays.
Look at that area.
Dogs. Man, he's going to become dogs. Dog. Because not now, how's he spoiling his legs?
Unless she gets one of our books.
No, that is another plan. At least he doesn't know how things are going.
Actually, unless someone gets one of your books, there's no way they can come out of the darkness of this material world. There's no other source of knowledge being given them that they don't have.
That is a fact. Bhagavate Vamanikriti Kimanna Shastri Vandari Kimad Bhagavatam composed, compiled by Basdev, where the
use our father meters. Another Bhagavata. Mahamuni. People are becoming dishonest. They'll take money and do nothing.
I'm seeing down in Dalhousie Square area that the government employees, they're constantly taking tea breaks. They come late to work.
I'm feeling New Delhi. I was going to turn my back garden. So they're all sitting and gossiping. And files are piled up. If you want some files, it will take 6 months. They're doing nothing. 60% of the employees are simply wasting
them. Yeah. City workers are very famous for not doing anything. Taking
Why they work. Do? And they get money without doing
We could just introduce to them the chanting. They could be great yogis sitting chanting and have so much free time.
Let's see why this wood is dried up. Why?
There's no spirit soul in.
It's been severed from the tree.
Put off.
Yeah, from the, it is out of touch from the origin of birth. Similarly, any civilization is out of touch of God consciousness. That is dry in due course of time.
Yesterday, Swarup Damodar, we were speaking about the scientists. He said that they don't accept our proof that God exists as being any more conclusive than their proof that he doesn't exist. In other words, they don't accept that we have any proof that God exists. They say God doesn't exist.
God exists. We have given so many proofs. If the rascal cannot understand, what can be done? There is mother, there is children. Where is the father? This is our argument. If mother, the earth is mother, and everything, these trees, we are all coming out of mother, mother nature, then who is the father? What is the answer? Now, what the atheist will say, that there is no God? How they will say?
They say the earth is the mother and the father.
Huh?
They say the earth is the mother and the father.
Well, that is another nonsense. Because you cannot see practically the mother and father is the same person. That is not. Father is divine.
Why doesn't life come from the concrete then?
No, apart from that.
Mother and father.
Mother and father cannot be one. They must be two. No one practical experience. How can I accept it? That's what they give. The father and mother the same.
But we see that Lord Brahma is born from the same father and mother.
Huh?
Lord Brahma,
huh?
He has no mother.
But he has a father. And the mother is that lotus flower.
Material energy.
The whole classification of animals called autotrophs. An autotroph is...
First time you study, you animal, you because your father and mother is the same. Then go to other animal. First of all, you animal, study yourself.
They can say, though, that the material nature is mother and father in this way, that both the mother and father are products of the material energy.
They want this impersonalism. They don't like the philosophy of personalism.
The whole thing is personalism. You are talking because you are a person. You are talking all nonsense because you are a person. Not the air is talking, like the sky is talking. Because you are a person, you are talking so many nonsense.
But then they'll say that after death, that person doesn't exist any longer. That personality ceases to be.
Talk of the present and your existence.
Yes. Their mentality forces them to believe only what they see.
You see, that is father and mother. Why don't you believe there must be a father and mother for the whole cosmic? You see, everywhere there is father and mother.
But they don't accept that as God's arrangement.
That means it's crazy. The manufacturer of a man. There is no reason.
They say within the father and mother is the cosmic energy of life.
Whatever it may be, we find. Father and mother are begetting children. So, as there are so many children, and that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvajivani is confirmed. They are all children, but their mother is the earth. There must be father.
Well, they say.
That is superficial.
Father and mother is material. This is father and mother. They may agree. We have a human father and mother.
The principle. We have to see the principle. That is philosophy.
They don't agree that God is the seed-giving father, though. They will say, how can you jump to the conclusion that God is the seed-giving father of everything?
God says. Not only says, we don't see any production without seed-giving father.
But why we don't see God, we see the tree is giving seeds.
But you don't see your father, that doesn't mean there is no father. Suppose before your birth, your father died. Doesn't mean you have no father.
My mother has seen him.
Yeah, that's all right. So you ask the mother, you see him in front. The mother is Vedic knowledge.
Except that everything has a father and mother, but the creation was always there. That has no father and mother.
That is your nonsense. Without father and mother, Aham Adihi Devana. Before creation, the child was created, the father was there.
They say that matter can neither be destroyed nor created. It exists eternally. But so there is no need for a creator.
Why your body does not exist?
It does exist, but in a different form.
That's right. No, at least this body does not exist. And this body was not in existence. It was created. And at the present, you see, and in the past, this body will not remain.
But the energy will be there.
Yeah, that's it.
That energy is eternal.
And that is that.
And there's nothing else besides this energy.
That's whose energy?
Why does it have to be any whose? It just is there.
But just energy by itself needs direction.
Don't waste that. You imitate a mad man, then you become mad. Don't try to talk on behalf of this madman.
The principle is there, though, that there must be a father and a mother.
That's it.
But in New York City, many of these big buildings have courtyards. And in the courtyards, they have purchased sculpture. So all the sculpture is abstract. They are against form. They're all impersonalist. And they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to have these gigantic structures. All over New York City, you see them. They have no form. They're simply...
That is a form. The statue itself is form. Mm.
But the, abstract. It's abstract. It's to give
no,
the
idea. No, it is not that. It is form.
It's not personal. That's what
yeah,
mean.
It is a form of their imagination.
Yeah.
That's right. Not standard form.
Yeah.
But it is a form. They want to make everything formless with form. Yeah. That means they cannot avoid form.
Political satire. Critic of the government put the criticism in the form of a children's story, but indirectly was criticized by the government.
Cannot keep the park neat and clean. In other cities, they keep.
They cannot pay the workers.
Now, how is that? In America, the city, New York, it cannot pay.
New York almost went bankrupt.
They mismanaged the whole thing.
They had big strikes last year, or early this year. So they wouldn't clear the garbage away, and the whole city was piled up with garbage everywhere.
Srimad Bhagavatam says in this Kali Yuga, they're all lazy, misguided.
So much thinking, they must be lazy.
Yes.
So much drinking. Excessive food. Drinking means laziness.
Also the banks, they loan the city money, but at very high interest rate. So then the city cannot afford it.
This way.
People nowadays are so filled with intoxications they're not fit to do anything.
They loan the city money at a very high interest rate, so in order to pay it back, they have to borrow more money.
Sounds like
account of being detached from the origin of birth.
Yes.
Similarly, as soon as any civilization detached from God, they'll die.
Simply buildings and cement. That is their culture.
Except for India, no civilization has lasted very long.
Mm. It cannot last.
And as soon as they started to give up their culture in India, they're also
drawing them. That is nature, sir. Arava bhaktasya kutur mahudhura. Anyone detached from God Council, he has no culture. Monorakya. Their only qualification is mental compass. Oh, yes. In America, but there is in Winfield.
They've become useless.
And this is due to excessive eating, meat eating, intoxication, sex. This is the reason.
They've wasted their brains.
Most of these bums that hang around the cities, they're all alcoholics.
Yeah, that is the reason.
That's one reason crime is so high, is because of intoxication.
Hmm?
One reason crime is so high is because of intoxication.
Yes.
Always increasing crime.
In America, millions of people have guns in their houses. It's very common. They're all preparing for fighting.
You said once in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the one principle that gives the most trouble is the fearing in the material world.
Yeah. Why America? That is a common. So whenever the Congress tries to pass a law to control the purchasing of guns, it is always defeated. They want the people to be able to have guns. They make a lot of money also selling guns.
Best thing is that they should be educated to become gentle. They may keep God, but they may not improperly use.
When New York City had to start borrowing money from the banks became very powerful. They were able to control the city government and get many favors.
What do they get favor?
They get special contracts, concession rates, and they are able to get their men appointed to important government positions. Also in the national government, the government of the United States has to always borrow money from banks. There is something called national debt. Hundreds of billions of dollars they owe to banks, the United States government, to support all their different programs.
National debt.
National debt. So then the banks are able to use their power to get favors. Oh, you want to borrow money? Then you must give me some favor. It's common knowledge.
Everyone's trying to blackmail everyone else. Mm.
Yeah. Some people say that there is a worldwide conspiracy of bankers. That they can control any government. They can cause a depression. They say that the bankers caused the depression in the 1920s, 1930s, just to increase their power.
Yeah. As soon as you become dependent on me, I pay money, you can create some trouble for me. That is possible. What is this, memory?
Looks like World War One.
World War One.
Veterans. The red, what does it say?
107th
United States Infantry.
New York.
Came here. Bardraj and myself went to Salt Lake City to visit the Church of the Mormons. The Mormon religion is a branch of Christianity, and they own the whole city of Salt Lake City. It is the capital of Utah, one of the United States states. So they control the whole city, and it is planned with the temple in the center of the city, like our Mayapur plan. And all around, the streets are named after the temple. It is well planned. And in the temple square, they have a big visitor center. And it costs hundreds of millions of dollars with dioramas and movies. They even have a little planetarium. It is all for recruiting people to join their religion. So we went there to study how they did it. Actually, it's all based on a crazy philosophy.
What is that called?
They say that after Jesus Christ was crucified in Israel, he rose. And then the next stop, he came to America.
Next,
he came to America. Because Jesus, they say, is the savior of the whole world, so why just Israel?
So when did he come to America?
Immediately afterwards.
What did he do here?
He gave another Bible teaching. Again, he converted people to follow, to accept him as God. So this whole religion is based on his teaching when he came to America.
Except for them, who accepts such no one accepts them except the Mormons.
They say that God orders every man to get married.
How many times?
Yeah, they're very strong on the principle of family life.
That is a good idea.
They also have a policy that anyone who's born in their family has to go on to missionary work for 2 years. Then he's fulfilled his obligation. Young men go overseas for 2 years.
Yes, they come back.
Yes.
Like those two young men that you met in Melbourne?
They go all over
the American
world.
Boys, they were Mormons.
Are they vegetarian?
No. They abstain from... In Salt Lake City, you're not allowed to smoke cigarettes. They have passed a law, no cigarettes.
In the whole city?
In the whole city.
Wow.
That's pretty heavy.
That's a big city.
Yeah,
it's big. It's a capital, one of the capitals of the states.
But they have meat eating. Originally, they're not supposed to, but they're already deviating.
Do they still have many wives?
They're not supposed to. No, that's against the law. Originally, they believed in polygamy.
Now they're changing.
Yes, now they're changing.
That means no fixed abode.
No. No sound philosophy.
But we also believe, but do we allow?
What is that?
We also believe in polygamy, but we don't allow it in our society.
Not for the time being.
We don't encourage sex life on the whole.
They say that when you are married in their church, it means that when you then quit your body and you go to the spiritual...
You don't marriage. Marriage is very good.
This is 72nd Street now.
Yeah. What
is it? I know. You're going to show us that building.
Yeah.
They say that when you go to the spiritual kingdom, you keep your same wife and your same children. That is their idea of marriage.
Is it Amsterdam?
No, Columbus. Next is Amsterdam.
You walked
this
here, Sir
LeBron?
Right
here is number 100.
There is 100.
Yeah.
That's the building, Tom?
Yeah.
It says Watergate.
Huh?
Watergate.
Which
hotel?
Floor did you live on?
And I was trying to purchase one house here.
No.
Which floor did you live on, Tom?
I think third floor. And you're an electrician. He was my friend.
He was one of these shops.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, there's
you would walk on this street?
Yes. There is one building. Temperature. I hear it.
Oh.
This is Broadway.
Yes.
I was taking back. There is a station sometimes. I think this building is new. I was going to Dr. Mishra's apartment for cooking.
What street did he live on?
78, Riverside corner. Yes, I was purchasing my goods from the store.
Oh. Wow, West End Superette.
The charging a little chili powder, 25 cents. In India, it's maybe 1 and a half.
Yes.
You were purchasing here?
Yes, because I was going to cook my food there, so whatever I needed, I used.
How come you didn't cook your food where you were living?
Huh? But there is no place.
What was it like there? Just a bit?
It was an office room.
Where were you?
That building is meant for office, for residence.
You rented a room there?
Yeah. I was paying $72 a month.
And where did you sleep? Was there a bed?
No, there I was sleeping. There is toilet and water, but no bath, no cook.
So you'd have to go there to bathe also?
Yes, I was taking bathing there.
Where did you sleep on the floor?
Yes. Had little platforms, sound like platforms.
You are the most bold person in the whole world.
Yes.
We will never be able to do what you have done.
Alone I was doing. And then gradually, one or two boys began to come.
Did any of them come up here who are still with you now?
No.
Only when you went downtown did they permanent men come. No one was visiting you up here. My agreement?
No, they came there. Second time.
Mukunda?
All of them.
Yeah. That's amazing. How long were you there, Srila Prabhupada?
Yeah.
Yes.
About 6 months. Then when my things were stolen, then one boy was coming, his name was Paul Murray. He invited me, you come to my lock. He took me to the Bowery Street.
Yes. I met that boy at Amherst.
Paul Murray?
Yes. He has a boutique. He sells clothing. Yes.
You must have felt very bad when your things were stolen.
Yes, I felt disappointed. But some friends, they offered me, oh, never mind, you take my tablet. Somebody, you take my tablet.
Oh. Things were very easy here.
Not easy.
Krishna always provides facility.
So there is no difficulty I got from other friends.
Yes.
So when you moved down to the loft,
that boy I gave him, Haridas, he was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So this Paul Murray, Haridas left New York, he went to San Francisco. His name was something else. What is this?
It's a steel factory. This is near the Rathiatra carts.
Oh. Steel factory, but very good house.
Yeah.
That Paul Murray, he was the boy that went crazy?
Yeah. He was LSD man.
LSD man. Tried to attack you?
Not attack, but he showed some ferocious move.
Very dangerous.
Huh?
Very dangerous.
So you thought to leave right away? You took all your things?
Huh?
You took all your things and went?
Yes, I kept it, Mukunda.
And that boy was keeping meat in his refrigerator?
That is another boy. Yargams.
John Yergin?
He's black.
You were staying with him?
Yeah.
Wow. Your godbrothers could never believe this.
And so at that time you did not think that anyone would accept your philosophy?
That I was sorry.
Yes.
At the beginning I was...
Prabhupada was certain that they would accept. I think, Prabhupada, that your exploits here are no less great than Lord Chaitanya going into the Jarikanda forest and making the animals dance.
Yes.
You are the modern-day representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
This is building construction.
It's a telephone company.
The Bell?
Yeah, Bell.
New York telephone.
Maybe it's in Pittsburgh. I was living in Butler, and the girl took me to Bismarck. So it's hard that time that he had to pay $2 for parking.
Why we get so much noise every time there's a call and they come from here and we're only just on the next block.
But it's good for us also. If there's any trouble in the temple, they come right away. And they're friendly.
Give them prasada?
Yeah, Jayananda brings them.
Prasada will conquer him.
That is how we get all our men to join.
Yeah.
By the prasadam.
I joined because I had nowhere to eat.
Huh?
At first I had nowhere to eat.
Oh.
So the devotees in San Francisco, they gave me. Then I heard you lecture. I became convinced. These banners are very common. You can see this one flying in the air. Most shops and things keep banners nowadays, but they're not as nice as ours.
What is this street?
8th Avenue. There's a restaurant called Asia Restaurant. And another one over there is an
Asia?
Asia. It's behind you. It's hard for you to see. And there's another one, an Indian restaurant, two blocks up. But they all serve meat.
And liquor.
meat samosas. Like that.
Like Muslim.
Yeah, they're not. They're pretty young.